USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former President Donald Trump, in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, claimed his words now, "No president has done more for Israel than I have." He followed that statement with a warning. Again, his words. U.S. Jews have to get their act together and appreciate what they have in Israel before it is too late. Political analyst Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia says there seems to be a disturbing underlying message to that post.
It leaves a bad taste in the mouth because of what he suggests about American Jews. That's an old trope about Jewish Americans, as they care about Israel and not about the United States. And that has been disproven in a million ways.
He's been the advisor to every president since Ronald Reagan and has been at the National Institutes of Health for 54 years. But at the end of December, Dr. Anthony Fauci is set to retire. He'll be 82. The nation's top infectious disease expert sat down for an interview with ABC's chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Karl, who asked him, how do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered as someone who gave everything they had for the public health of the American public and indirectly for the rest of the world. And I just want people to know that I gave it everything I had and didn't leave anything on the field.
The latest environmentalist trend is here, pouring out milk in grocery stores. All across the United Kingdom, teenagers concerned about the environment are doing milk pours. The new trend involves going into a grocery store, picking up cartons of cow-produced milk and pouring out their contents, according to the animal rights group Animal Rebellion. Videos that have popped up on social media show teens pouring milk onto the floor, over sales counters, and elsewhere in the store. The dairy industry is incredibly environmentally destructive. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The House January 6th committee took the extraordinary action of subpoenaing former President Donald Trump on Thursday as it issued a stark warning in its final public hearing before the midterm election. The future of the nation's democracy is at stake. The panel's October hearing, just weeks ahead of the midterm election, focused on Trump's state of mind on January the 6th, 2021, as he egged on his supporters with false claims of election fraud, pushed to accompany them to the Capitol while lawmakers were counting the votes, and then stood by for hours as the mob violently breached the building. The committee is set to shut down at the beginning of next year and was making its final public arguments ahead of a report expected in December. Here's the radio play-by-play as Jalen Hyatt reels in the 78-yard touchdown pass, putting number 6 Tennessee up 42-35 on number 2 Alabama.
Hooker, play fake. Back to throws. Got time. Over the middle. Hyatt's got it at midfield. Now it's a foot race.
Yes.
Into the 30, to the 20. He's going to go all the way to the checkerboard. Touchdown, Tennessee. The fourth touchdown of the day for Jalen Hyatt. A new school record, and it puts Tennessee in front of Alabama 40-35. What a day for Jalen Hyatt.
The Vols upset the Crimson Tide 52-49. The Vols faithful tore down the goalposts, as expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.